Hi guys, I'm so happy to be with you as always. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And in today's lesson, we study many things as usual. So take notes. Two words that are similar in the spelling, but very different. The only difference between these two words is one letter, the E. Let's start with the first one, a scar. And actually, let me tell you a story. 2 weeks ago, I met a woman. She was so nice and we started chatting. Okay, we started chatting about her life, my life. And you know, it was really pleasant. It was a pleasant moment. And at some point, she told me about a surgery. She showed me her knees and I was, she had two huge scars, one scar on each knee, okay? One scar on each knee. And she told me that after being in so much pain for many years, she had to undergo a surgery because it was too much. She couldn't handle the pain anymore. She couldn't walk anymore. The pain was so high. It was so painful. She couldn't handle the pain anymore. It was too much. And as a result, now she has two big scars on each of her knees. Be careful the pronunciation, a scar, okay? If you want to remember the word, think about the character Scar in The Lion King, okay? Scar is the uncle, you know, the bad, the dark lion, okay? Scar. On the other hand, you have scare, S-C-A-R-E. This one is a verb, to scare someone. And I don't know if you remember, in another video, I told you about the fact that I was scared, you know, when I was little, when I was a child in Cameroon. Go and check, I will put you the link somewhere around this video. So yeah, to scare someone. If you scare someone, you make this person feel afraid, okay? And an adjective of that is scary. When you watch a scary movie, you can be scared, okay? So a scar and to scare. To scare someone and to be scared. So don't make the confusion again, okay? One letter can change everything. What about you? Do you have scars on your skin? Me, I have a scar. Okay, it's a small scar, but I have one. Can you see it? And actually, it could be, it could be another good story to tell you and teach you many things. It will be for another video. But for now, tell me in the comments, okay? Make sentences with everything I've just taught you and tell me about your experiences. Do you have scars? What was the context? What happened to you? I hope it was not too scary. Tell me everything in the comments, okay? And of course, if you need an intensive English training, all the information is below this video. You have everything to contact me. Okay, have a very good day. I will be waiting for your comments and see you soon. Bye-bye.